Michael, just start with some general comments on your round and what was going well for you today.
Yeah, I think I just I actually didn't really drive it off the tee real well, but well enough to keep it in play without getting into too much trouble. But tried to keep the bogeys off the card again. I did that real well yesterday, but I think I just had the one today. So around this golf course, that's I'm pretty happy with that, as long as I can keep the birdies coming.
Overall, just what was the thing, you know, this is a course that suits your eye, what was it that you were really looking for transitioning from last top 10 into this week?
Just being in the position. I mean, you know, the more times I can get in the top 10, top 5, more comfortable I'll be. Obviously last year I was a bit disappointed to, you know, not finish higher because I was playing so well, but you know, these things happen, and if I can, you know, fall back on that tomorrow, hopefully that'll keep me in good stead.
Michael, off that quick hot start, did you expect more out of today?
A little bit, yeah. I was a little disappointed with the way I played the back nine. Got a little nervous, which is expected. It wasn't at all on the front nine, and my score showed that. But I think tomorrow, if I can just maintain my composure a bit more, get off to another good start, that'd be great. And then see what happens down the stretch. It's just good fun being in this position.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've had a few top tens already this year, yeah. So, but it's been a while, you know, where I can really threaten the lead. So, I don't know, I haven't even looked at how far back I am, but, I mean, if I'm within maybe five, I think I'll be in with a shout tomorrow. Yeah.
Should be right there.
Two, is it? Yeah. Cool.
Michael, for you also, we talked earlier in the week about your arrangement with your son Noah. Just what's it been like? Does he have some veto power? How much read power do you have versus him?
Read power?
Looking at putts.
Veto.
You're calling
on I never get my caddies to line up. Occasionally, I might get him twice a year to look at my putt, but no, I do all that myself. But he's a good calming influence. You know, having family on the bag is pretty cool. So I couldn't have asked, you know, for a better caddy. So looking forward to it tomorrow with him. Yeah, it should be fun.
We talked earlier also about patience and the calming influence he has on you. How has that really helped you this week specifically?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he doesn't get too excited. He doesn't get too down. Occasionally, if I'm playing ordinary, he'll get down a little bit. So I've got to kick him in the backside to sort of spruce him up a little bit. But, yeah, no, this week's obviously been pretty good. He hasn't been too down, but... yeah, no, he keeps me at a pretty level keel. So, and that's what you want out here. You don't want to get too excited or too down. So, yeah, no, I think he's going to help me a lot tomorrow, I think.
All
cool.
Right.
All right, thanks, guys.
No worries.